Tonight, you're mine. I get to decide where that cum goes. And I've decided it's going to go in the cute little mouth of our neighbor. I caught her at the mailbox yesterday and invited her to our house. Well, we got to talking, and it turns out she's got a crush on you. Don't act so surprised. I saw you the other night. You thought I had gone to bed, and you know our room has the best view of her balcony. I watched you stroke yourself off to her. Your skin lit up by the moonlight, and your moans and growls as you got closer to coming. It was incredibly erotic. I wanted you right then and there. But I knew it would be better to surprise you. So tonight, my love, she will be coming over for dinner. And after that, she will be your perfect little pet. You know, I try really, really hard to be your subby koshichka, but I'm a fake sub. I can act the part all I want, but at the last minute, I switch and I try to top you. But our neighbor, she's the real thing, baby. Her husband has complete control over her, and she's so obedient. In exchange for her tonight, she will get to go home and tell her husband all the fun that the three of us had. Now, I know you have your own ideas, but I thought we could do a special scenario. And I'm a kinky girl, so while I can't play with your dick right now, I imagine that's what you're doing. My love, there is nothing more glorious than your cock. Its shape, its weight, its taste. Oh, it's magnificent. It's a Goldilocks cock. Not too big, not too small. Just perfect. It's the best one around. Well, the best one in this galaxy, at least. So tonight I'm going to show this little subby slut exactly how your cock likes to be pleased. I'm gonna have her get on her knees and fondle and kiss your bulge in your pants. I want her to beg and plead and whine for it. And you, my darling, you'll just stand there, topless, in just your belt and pants. And as she begs, I'll unclip your belt and slide it from the loops. I'll tie it around her neck, like a leash, and have her unzip your pants and pull them down. I'll have her press her face against your bulge, kissing and moaning into it. I'll even put my hand at the back of her skull and press it further, increasing her desire to serve you. And then I'll pull her away with a leash, teasing her with you. And when you're satisfied, sir, I'll press myself against your back, my tits pressed against you and your ass against my hip. I'll drag my nails down your chest and up your thighs to your waistband before slipping my fingertips inside them. I'll moan against you, kissing your back and nibbling at your shoulder blades. And I'll free your cock and your balls, making her salivate. I'll tell her to open her pretty mouth, and she'll take you in, baby. She'll swirl her tongue on your head as she tries to take as much of you as she can. I want to see her choke on you, sir. I want her to get lost in giving you head. I'll pull her face away from you and stroke your cock upwards while she sucks and licks your balls. Oh, and I will need you to slip your hand back and touch my wet, needy pussy baby. I want to feel your fingers rubbing my clit and teasing my pussy as I masturbate you. Then right before I'm about to come, I'll push your hand away and tell her to suck your cock again. And she'll suck you until you're close, baby. And when you're right to the edge, I'll tell her to open her mouth and stick out her tongue. She'll comply, and I'll stroke your cock into her mouth until you come. Until you shoot your hot load on her lips, cheeks, and tongue. She'll smile, knowing she was such a good girl for you. And she'll swallow the cum that lands in her mouth. And then, my love, I'll come from behind you, get on my knees, and clean your cockhead with my tongue. I'll pull her by her hair and lick the cum from her face before kissing her. And then you'll get to have us both. Her as your pet, and me as your lady.